You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jennifer, obviously we had the house explosion over on West Lane that happened last night. Take us through your firsthand account of that moment and what was going through your mind.
It was probably the most horrific thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. We were all just home. It felt like a car hit the house. It felt like something completely ran. Everybody ran, got up and ran out of the houses, and it was just complete mayhem. Everybody was screaming. You heard blood-curdling cries. You run down the street. There was debris all over, papers just flying through the air, debris. It looked like something out of a horror movie. And that's what it felt like. It felt like a horror movie. You run down the street, and the lady from behind the house that blew up was screaming in our street because of the blast. She was in her backyard. And so she was digging by her fence, which was by the backyard of the house that exploded. So she just would walk towards her house, and so she was blood-curdling, crying in the road. You know, we were all asking her if she was okay. You turn the corner and the whole house is gone. It was just complete mayhem. There was nobody there yet. There was no cops or anything, so nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew if there was going to be another explosion. It was so sad, and it was just nothing you could do but pray and just ask everybody if they're okay, and that was it.
And everything's okay with your house? Your family members are fine?
Things fell off the wall and stuff, but that's about it. Everybody's fine. More or less the mental part of it and thinking of what you witnessed is will ever stay in your brain. You know, it would always stay in your brain. The horror and the sadness and the destruction and devastation of these people. The people lost their homes. All their house caught on fire. All the houses across the way, their windows were blown out. The garage doors were blown out. It was just so, so sad.
Did you know the families directly impacted by the house explosion?
I do. Well, the one on the corner that blew, they were the sweetest couple. The one next to it, they would have cider for Halloween. We would walk by, they would have full-on candy bars for the kids. You know, my daughter grew up going to that house, and they were the kindest old couple. They would always have cider on the porch for everybody, and they were just so loving and so kind. I didn't know the ones that blew up, but yeah.
The one thing that I've garnered from my conversation with other neighbors is the fact that this is a really close-knit community. Just the fact that people were running out of their houses just to go check to see if everyone's okay, and you were just describing it too. I mean, what do you have to say about that in terms of just the response, not just from the neighbors too, but also the community, the emergency responders?
We're so grateful. I mean, everybody came together. Everybody was helping that woman get her car out of the driveway because the fire started afterwards. So we're all helping everybody get cars out of the driveway and making sure everybody was okay. And the first responders were great. There were so many firemen here, and you couldn't ask for anything more. But people were taking breaks. They were helping out. People had water for everybody. It was just everybody came together in such a sad, sad, horrible experience.
And just, I mean, have you talked to other neighbors that maybe on West Lane? And
my sister lives here. Oh, okay. I live here. My friend lives there. Our couple of friends live here. My daughter's best friend lives down the road. We were all together. So yeah, we are very close. You know, we all hang out together. We friends with them. We hang out with them regularly down the road. Mm-hmm. And it's just, we are all very loving, and we all hang out together all the time.
And their houses are okay as well? They didn't sustain severe damage?
Not here.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, very good. Jennifer, anything else that you want to add that we haven't discussed?
Just may God rest her soul.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.